Frequency Cast, unofficial guide. Please stand by.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
From the Frequency Cast podcast. We produce regular online radio shows covering digital TV and tech in the UK.
As well as our regular podcasts, we occasionally release unofficial audio guides on a tech topic.
This isn't one of our standard shows. Pete.
Okay, today we're covering something a little bit unusual. Normally we focus on digital TV, mobile phones, but today we're talking about a laptop. But this is a laptop with a difference. This is what it's called.
EPC. That's a capital E, small e, small e, PC.
By?
Is that Asus?
Asus.
Oh, Asus.
Now, this is actually pronounced the EPC. I'm now going to hand you a laptop bag. Right, open that up. Take out the laptop.
Well, it's as light as a feather. Is this...
Excellent, okay.
Is this a PC effort at a Mac? Oh, good grief, it's tiny. This is a bit like an old site. Oh, I love it. I want one. Is this all fully compact with normal Windows and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, kind of.
It's got cat fur on it.
Mind the fluff.
Right.
So this
is... Oh, nice speakers.
This is an Asus EPC.
Very nice.
Let's switch it on.
There's an Intel inside.
Okay, now how long does it take to boot up your normal Windows PC?
Oh, about a minute.
Yeah, okay. So this thing's booting away. It's come up with... starting system...
So far, this has taken about 20.
No, it hasn't.
Shall we time it?
I already have. 22 seconds this thing boots in, compared with your average PC, which is...
About 40 to a minute.
Yeah, exactly. Well, mine takes about 2 minutes, but there you go. So this is now booted up into the EPC operating system. Now, what do you reckon to that?
Well, it's very nice. It is very similar to a Scion, in fact. The Scion Series 7, but smaller and a lot lighter. And where's the batteries go?
It's got a built-in rechargeable battery that lives there.
Very good. And how long does that last?
About, well, somewhere between 2.5 and 4 hours. So what we've got here, just running along the top there, you should all finger here, we've got a series of tabs. We've got internet, work, learn, play, settings and favourites. So just whizzing through what we have on internet, read some of these out for us.
Webmail, web, Google, iGoogle, sorry, Skype, network, Google Docs, Wikipedia, internet radio, and wireless networks.
Right, flip onto work.
It's there.
Mm-hmm. Click. Okay, under work we have accessories, documents, spreadsheets, presentations, PDF reader, mail, file manager, and dictionary. Okay, move to learn. Okay, educational stuff. So we have language, math, paint, and web learn. Move to play. Okay, here we have games, media player, music manager, photo manager, and video manager. And we've also got a settings and a favourites, which is nothing particularly special. So what we're actually looking at here, as you probably noticed, this isn't the Windows operating system.
No, it's not.
Okay, so give me another rival operating system.
Epoch.
No.
I can't think of any.
Apple.
Apple.
Mac, I was looking for. No, it's not an Apple Mac. So this is actually, you know, your Snoopy. Do you remember Snoopy, Charlie Brown?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who was the guy with the blanket?
Linus.
Right, stick an X on the end.
Linus is X, just, yeah.
Can't say that word. Linux.
Oh, yeah,
and then. Yes. So this is actually the Linux operating system. And the reason for that is Linux is a free operating system. If this was preloaded with Microsoft, there'd be an extra £50 on top of the price for this. So Asus have built this machine using the free Linux operating system, basically to keep the costs down. However, this particular bit of hardware is actually capable of running XP, should you wish to run XP on it. You just have to buy it, and that's going to cost. So given this is, half the size of a standard laptop?
I would have said a third or a quarter of the size of a laptop.
Okay, certainly a lot lighter. This is about 0.8 kilograms, so it's actually pretty light. Give me a rough idea of price. Bear in mind, your average laptop with an Intel processor and this kind of memory is in the 600-800 quid mark.
How much is the Mac?
The Mac Air.
Yeah,
you're not going to get a lot of change from 1,000.
700.
700 quid. How about 199 quid?
No. Come on.
Seriously, 199 quid.
Wow.
There you go.
And it's white.
It's white. It's also available in black. It's also in pink and blue, should you really decide you want to. But just looking at the outside of this, here we have, on the left-hand side, we've got an Ethernet port, 100 meg network. You can plug into that. You've got a USB port, so you can plug in memory sticks and webcams and things.
Headphone output and a microphone input.
Correct. So there you go. One USB. Do you think that's enough?
Not in today's age of technology, no. Oh, that's all right. There are two more on the other side.
Correct. So we have three USB ports. We also have, what would that be?
Looks like a flash card reader.
It's an SD or MMC card reader. Yep. And that is a
connection to another computer.
Connection to a monitor.
A monitor.
So effectively what you can do is you can plug this into your home network or into your internet router, plug in up to three USB devices. So that could be a portable CD-ROM, a hard disk unit like the Mac Store we have over there for backing up our shows, or memory sticks, anything like that. And you can plug that into a PC monitor. So I could sit this down, plug it into our main monitor here, just use the keyboard. The unit we have here has 4 gig of onboard memory, which is, it's not huge, but it's probably good enough for most people's needs. And of course, you can plug in little memory sticks, little USB dongly things in there to get more memory into them as well.
Well, that's better than the Scion was, wasn't it, by the end of it? I think my Scion had something like 16 megabytes.
Exactly, yeah. We are comparing this, for anyone that doesn't know, with some of the old Scion devices. So the Scion Series 5MX and the Series 7, they had a problem in that, a lot of them weren't colour. This is obviously a nice crisp colour display. But they also couldn't connect to certain things. So they didn't have USB ports on, for instance. You couldn't plug them into a computer network. The other beauty of this little beastie is it's Wi-Fi enabled. So this is actually connecting straight away to our wireless network here in the studio. So this is a full Wi-Fi up to 802.11g plus networking. So this can hook into an office network, no problems at all.
Fantastic. How many do you think I should have?
407. Let me just run through some specs here for the technically minded. So this is powered by an Intel Celeron 800 MHz processor. Onboard memory is 512 meg, which is fairly decent. As I say, it's got Wi-Fi. Comes in 2 gig or 4 gig units. 7-inch colour screen with stereo speakers either side of the screen there. And the weight, as I say, it's 0.89 grams. And it measures 225 by 160 by 20. So, I mean, that's pretty much a sort of a large paperback book, isn't it?
Not even large. It's just a little bit more than a novel, isn't it?
Pretty much. There you go. So that's the specs. It's worth pointing out that at the time of recording, we are expecting another couple of models of this to be out fairly soon, kind of the middle of 2008. One of them is going to have a wider screen. So where we have the sides of the screen here turned into speakers, the one that's due out will be full widescreen, losing these bits of speaker real estate either side, and also have more memory, and also come preloaded with XP. But they are going to be ramping up the price by another £50 to £100 to cover the bigger screen and Windows. So these start at £190 for the starting price.
£190. Not £199.
Well, officially £199. We found an online retailer for £190, and we'll bung a link up on our show notes to where to get this cheapest. But you can get this for about £190, yeah.
Excellent. Enough change for an ice cream, McDonald's and a cinema ticket.
Absolutely. I just want to walk through a couple of the applications and just show you what this thing's actually capable of doing here. Just give me a quick rough impression of the user interface here. Does it sort of compare with Windows? Is it quite advanced, quite basic? What do you think to this?
It does compare to Windows in a way. In fact, a little easier, nicer icons. It kind of reminds me of the Nintendo Wii.
It is worth pointing out, when I got this to play with a few weeks ago, I thought, well, maybe this looks a little bit sort of Janet and John. It's basically what we're seeing is five icons along the top row and then four icons along the row below it. We'll bung a screenshot up onto the website of this, but I thought this looks a little bit sort of Janet and John. Did you get that impression, or is it just me?
It's very, very user-friendly, I'd say, as opposed to a negative. I like it.
And it took me a little while to work this out. I was trawling through some websites. I know very little about Linux. I wanted to find out a little bit more about this. What I found out is there's a rather clever feature. Using a little sort of unlock code, you can actually put this thing into a completely different mode called full desktop. Let me just do this, and it all changes. So I just tapped on full desktop. It's got left and right mouse keys and a little touchpad for navigation. This now looks like it's rebooting into a different operating system.
I must admit, the previous operating system looks very similar to that of a Mac. So if you're a Mac user, you'd probably like this.
Okay, now it's just finishing loading up into this enhanced full desktop mode. Right, here we go. It's just drawing itself now. See if this reminds you of any other operating system that's out there. Mm.
Windows.
It is, isn't it? So bottom left, we have a launch button. Then we have little shortcut icons. And on the right, we've got a taskbar with things like the battery status, antivirus, and a clock. And if you click on the launch button there, you get something very familiar. You get a Windows menu. This is actually using the Zandros version of Linux. And as you see now, everything's all menu-driven, so we've got all the menus. This is a more advanced view. So this is for people that like their Windows environment. And you see we're navigating around very, very similar to the Windows model here, all driven off a menu on the left-hand side.
Brilliant.
There you go. I want to just quickly walk through a couple of applications. So I'm going to show you what the web browser looks like. So what web browser have we got there? That says...
Firefox web browser.
What you notice is everything tends to load fairly quickly. So we're already now into our web browser. What I'm going to do is we've got a Wi-Fi connection here in the studio. So I'm going to click on our little shortcut for frequency cast. Okay, and there's our website.
Beautiful. It's nice on this screen, isn't it? I must say, it is a very nice... It is a very nice computer. And can I just tap on a few keys a minute? Yeah, it's got a nice feel to it. It feels like a grown-up computer.
It does, doesn't it? And of course, this is the true Firefox, so this isn't like a cut-down web browser that you get on a mobile phone. You know, it is full left and right mouse. It is full navigational stuff there. We can even see if we can play a podcast with it. If I do the old play now button here on our homepage... Okay, I'm going to press the old play button, play now from our homepage.
Frequency Cast, startup in progress.
Hi and welcome to Frequency Cast, show number 25, the UK's digital TV and technology podcast. I'm
Carl. So there you go, doesn't sound bad, does it?
Sounds very good, actually.
There you go. So this is a pretty full web browsing experience, does all your media players. I want to show you a couple of other things just to demonstrate how powerful this little machine is. I'm going to play a game that comes with it.
Can I just ask, can you connect an external mouse to it? I presume you can.
Oh, yeah, no problem at all. Yeah. I managed to connect it very easily to our office printer just over the network. Didn't have to install drivers or anything. It just seems to work. It's very good.
Excellent.
I'm going to get you to play a little game here. So I'm going to go into Arcade. Planet Penguin Racer. Any Linux guys out will recognise this one. I'm just going to get Carl to see if he can play this for us. Okay, press any key to start. Okay, left and right. Okay, so anyone that doesn't know this game, Carl is guiding a penguin down a little, little 3D slope collecting fish.
Of course, as one does at this time of day.
Absolutely. So we're not going to bore our listeners by watching you playing a game, but look at the the 3D graphic effects.
Fantastic it's graphics.
Not jogging at all or anything.
No,
is it?
No. It's very smooth running. It's got lovely graphics. I'm partial to a fish every now and again. It's my favourite
well,
dish.
Well, by the tree. Oh. By the tree.
Didn't want to go there, did I?
We're not going to play any more of that. Let me just turn that off.
Off.
So that gives you, it's not bad.
I still want one.
Yeah, I thought you might. Okay. Let's just going to play a video clip here as well. For copyright reasons, I'm going to have to turn the volume down on this one. Okay. So this is playing a video clip. How smooth is that?
Very smooth. Yeah, it's just like a DVD player, really. It's perfect. There's no digital problems. There's no stammering or stuttering or whatever. It's great.
There you go. So you impressed?
Very impressed.
Any questions?
So presumably it's not compatible with Windows. Am I right in saying that?
Well, it doesn't run the Windows operating system, although, as I say, you can install XP on it, but it is very, very compatible with Windows. So you've already seen us browsing the web. We can save files. We can do everything else. We talked about it coming with an Office package. It actually comes with OpenOffice. So what we can do, let me just open this up here.
You really do need this on a flat surface to use, because if you've got it on your lap like you have at the moment, it's a little bit... sensitive on the mouse, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. I'm juggling here. It's so small that you can just sort of... They call it a sub-notebook. It's smaller than your average notebook. What we're just starting up here is OpenOffice. So this is basically a free alternative to the rather expensive Office. So there you've pretty much got what you'd expect from Word. So you've got things like, formats, tables, spell checkers and everything else. And you can just type, this is a test. So you can do the whole thing. And you can also completely interact with Microsoft Office documents. So somewhere on here I should have a Word document. I just do open. So I'm going to open up a Word document here. This is one created with Microsoft Office.
Well, very good.
So yeah, that's just as good as a Word document. You can edit and do pretty much anything you can do on Windows there, which isn't bad. Spreadsheets as well. Let me just pull up a spreadsheet here.
It's got all the icons and all the facilities of your normal Windows layout, which is great. So it's easy to use and easy to navigate around, even if you're not keen on new systems.
I think this is the other advantage that this has got over something like Epoch, the old Scion software, where to get anything to open, you'd have to convert it, you'd have to run it through Cywin. You couldn't just like plug in a memory stick with all your Word documents and it would work. And similarly, you can write a document on here, save it onto a memory stick, just take it to a PC and open it with Word. Again, something you just couldn't do with a lot of these other formats. And even with some of the stuff on mobile phones, you just can't do that.
It's excellent. Really is good. I'm really impressed, actually. I've got to be honest. It's been a long time. I haven't had a new Scion. I think I've just found one.
Well, in all seriousness, I think for anyone that wants to carry something around, I mean, this is light enough that it'll just stick in a briefcase quite easily, or you know, in a small bag. Someone that doesn't want to lug a huge laptop around, actually, this does pretty much everything you need it to do. So there you go. So that is the Asus EEE PC. Fancy one?
Yes, please.
Well, hands off. This one's mine.
So that's it for our unofficial guide to an EPC. If you'd like more information on this, and if you'd like to see some screenshots, then go to the website, which is www.frequencycast.co.uk.
And on the back of that, put /asus.html, and you'll find some screenshots and photos.
As I said at the beginning, this is not one of our official shows, but here's a teaser of what you can expect to find on our regular podcasts.
What have you got there?
This is the hottest bit of kit.
Because it's sent digitally, it's better quality.
I'm just wanting to ask you for a comparison between BT Vision against...
Freeview News. In the last few weeks, we've seen two news stations...
What's the roundabout? Second exit.
We've had the top-up TV anytime box since December. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
Use broadband to get television over the internet.
You know, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Nabba's tech.
Gizmo wannabe.
If you want high def, then Sky is very clearly the one to go for at the moment.
Sign up for a tantalising take on technology or listen online at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast, unofficial guide. Shutdown complete.